Hi, everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. I am Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
Today, we watched Dirty Work.
We did.
It's from 1998. It's rated PG-13, and it was 82 minutes long.
Yep.
Directed by Bob Saget.
Yes. I didn't know he did any directing. So when I was reading this, I was a little surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did not fare well.
Not at all. But we can get into that. There was some backstory to that.
I have a little bit about that,
okay,
too.
So there's more to it than it just didn't do real well.
It got a 14% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ouch.
It got a 24 on Metascore.
Oh, boy.
And it got 6.4 out of 10 on IMDb, which wow. is low.
Wow. That much, huh? Yeah, that's, yeah.
It's just a stupid movie.
It is. Yeah, and I don't think it ever could claim to be anything other than that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a budget of $13 million, around about $13 million.
I did see that, yes.
And then I could only find something that said box office.
And then later in reading, I did find that where you said box office, $10 million.
$10 million.
Nothing. I did read further and there was, it talked more about a gross of only $13 million.
And I saw that too, and I was a little like, what? So I had $10 million and then $13 million with question marks.
I think that was after the DVD sales and stuff like that.
Could be.
So maybe it made its money.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And I know this is in the collection somewhere, but we watched it on Tubi today.
Yes. Which is fine.
Yeah.
I don't mind watching TV.
Yeah, it was fine.
The stupid commercials that we ran often, but you know, that's the curse of watching streaming TV. You see the same commercial.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Right behind itself. So
yeah. Well, I was watching something one time and it was the same commercial like five times in a row. And I was just like, for why?
For why? And then they'll have a commercial in between something else, and then they'll run that again one more time. I don't understand why they're doing that. I mean, do they sell those commercial breaks just like they sell commercial breaks on network TV?
I think it's they just sell commercial time and then they just play whatever is at hand.
So for that minute and a half, you get, you know, your 15-second commercial plays, you know,
I think
for a minute and a half.
I think the way on streaming it works the way it does on podcasts, because podcasts don't know what commercials they're going to play.
Wow.
And I think they just play a commercial and just call it a day.
Oh, okay.
Well, I played a commercial.
Yeah, right.
What do you want from me?
Yes, you did. You played that commercial. I get it. Okay.
Now, the basicest of basic plots is that two men who need to come up with $50,000 fast start a revenge-for-hire business.
Yeah, that is it in a nutshell.
That's the long and the short of it.
There was no other plot or characteristic other than that. And it was okay.
And the movie starred Norm Macdonald.
Yes.
Jack Warden. Artie Lang. Trailer Howard. Her name is Trailer.
Trailer.
Why?
What were her parents thinking?
And why didn't she change it?
Well, I've never changed my name, so.
Listen, if I were going to Hollywood and I could be anybody I wanted to be, I would be Jane Smith before I was Trailer Howard.
But on the other hand,
it's okay.
There will never be another actress named Trailer. Do you think?
No, but.
You know, so there's something to that. Anyway.
Anyways, Don Rickles, Christopher McDonald, Chevy Chase, and an uncredited appearance by Chris Farley.
Yes. This is his last appearance.
Yeah.
in a movie.
Yeah, he died about 6 months after it was released.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a shame. It's a crying shame because he was so, so funny.
Yes. Was he a victim of the times?
I think it was a little bit too much of idol worship. He really, really, really loved John Belushi, who, again, was a bright star that burned real bright, real fast.
Yep, yep.
And I think that, you know, part of that hero worship is just like, well, I gotta be a big fat guy. I gotta be on cocaine all the time. I gotta be that guy. I gotta be on all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, you know, I don't think there was anybody around him that could have gotten to him to say, you don't have to do that.
Right. I get that.
You know, I know he had a lot of people around him, and I know he had a lot of really good friends.
Right.
But I don't think that he would have even taken the time to listen to something like, you know, you need to calm down.
Right. I get that. So, absolutely. Yeah, you start being the person that you're portraying, and you can't escape that.
No, you lose yourself, and yes. He lost himself, and
yeah.
It's really too bad because he was so goddamn funny.
He was. Yeah. Yeah. Jeez. That's sad, too.
Yeah. Norm MacDonald died a couple of years ago, and that was bad. It was just like, what? Bob Saget died, I don't know, five or so years ago. What? All these funny, funny men are just gone.
Right.
And who's left?
Not so funny people?
Yes.
Yeah, it's hard to think about stuff like that. You know, and Bob Saget had, you know, so many different lives.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. But
you know, Adam Sandler better be living in a bubble.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think he has more, he's been married to the same woman for many years. They have children. I think that there's a little something different there.
He's been grounded. I think Adam Sandler has just kind of seemed like he's been more grounded the whole time.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, but sure, he could have gone that way too.
Oh, 100%.
I imagine. I mean, anybody could.
You take a look at him, you think he did.
I love Adam Sandler. I love him. I think he's hilarious. I love him. So, but you're right. He is who he is, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got that beautiful wife standing next to him in an evening gown, and he's wearing a hoodie and basketball shorts.
But that's him. You know, everybody's made fun of him for dressing like that, the way he wants to dress. What's wrong with that?
It's fine. His kids, it was a little worrying for a minute because one of his daughters looked like him with long hair.
Yeah.
But they're growing up. They've been in a couple of his movies. They're beautiful little girls.
Oh wow!
They're starting to look more like their mother.
Thank God.
Because for a minute there, it was real sketchy for the little one. Poor thing looked just like her daddy.
Oh,
Sandler's not a bad looking man, but he's not a great looking man. He's even a worse looking woman.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's good.
I mean,
his kids got to be 20 somethings.
No, they're teenagers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They're not that old.
I have to go home and look him up. I haven't looked him up for a while. So. But yeah, I like Adam Sandler. I like Bob Saget too. And I was quite surprised that he did so much.
Yeah.
I did not realize that he was doing so much. I did not know he directed anything.
Yeah.
So yeah. Interesting. I found it interesting.
Okay. Like I said, I have some paragraph trivia.
Okay.
Let's talk about Bob Saget.
All right. Well, he's a comedian, an actor, a director, and a host.
Yeah.
He's best known, of course, for being Dad on Danny Tanner on Full House. But he was also the original host. And this is something I had forgotten.
I can't even believe that you had forgotten this.
Because, you don't think about stuff after a while. He was the original host of America's Funniest Home Videos. And, you know, we all watched that.
Oh, yeah.
He was born in Philadelphia in 1956, and he passed in 2022. His father was a supermarket chain executive.
Oh.
And the family moved around, Virginia, California, and back then, eventually, to Pennsylvania. He attended Temple University.
Okay.
And his very first film was Through Adam's Eyes. And that received an award of merit at the Student Academy Awards. I know we've talked about other films that people have made in college, but I don't think I'd ever heard of the Student Academy Awards.
No.
I thought that was pretty kind of cool.
Yeah, I never knew that was a thing.
Yeah, no. So he was recognized for that. And it wasn't long after that that he, well, all through college, he would go from Temple to New York City and do stand-up routines.
Okay.
At all of the famous clubs.
Sure.
And that's kind of where he honed that. In early 1987, he did a sitcom, that's not a sitcom. It was a news program, CBS, The Morning Program. And I do not recall that. At that time, I was a Today watcher, so I really didn't watch any of the other morning programs.
Okay.
But he did a little stint on that. And then he was cast on Full House in 1989. And let's see. Actually, he was cast in Full House in 1987. And then in 1989 is when they started America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, okay.
That's the number I got.
Oh, okay.
And he did both of those shows.
Yeah, I remember.
All through the 90s. He was on Full House from 87 to 95.
Oh, my God.
And America's Funniest Home Videos from 89 to 97.
Jeez.
So the entire time he was doing both of those shows.
Good grief.
I can't even imagine. I mean, my God, he was busy.
I can barely hold one job.
Yeah. I know.
Jeez.
1996, he did a for TV movie, For Hope, inspired by his sister's battle with scleroderma, I believe is how you say this.
Oh, okay.
Not exactly sure. But it's an autoimmune disease that attacks everything. Your skin, your bones, everything.
Ugh.
Let's see. 1998. Oh, this film. 1998, he did this film. And it was generally disliked and did not do well at the box office. It has become a cult favorite, though, due to its mention on the Howard Stern Show.
Oh, okay.
And then later, right after that, he did a cameo in Half Baked.
Okay.
So about the same time this all was going on. Let's see. 2001, he did another dad series for the WB, Raising Dad. I don't recognize that at all.
Nope, doesn't ring a bell.
It only lasted one season.
Hmm.
He did the voice of Ted Mosby on How I Met Your Mother for 9 seasons.
Ooh, okay.
Now, I've never watched that. I know of that sitcom. So, you know, I do know of that one. 2006 to 2008, he hosted a game show, 1 Against 100, which I watched that now. I watched that today, but Carrie Ann you know, the dancer lady.
Okay.
Carrie Ann is the...
I think her last name is like Inaba.
Inaba. That sounds right.
I think so.
She's the host of it now. That's who I watch it with. Which I thought, geez, I didn't know that's been around that long. Let's see. 2007, he released an HBO comedy special. Which, don't all the comedians have comedy specials?
Well, yeah, the big ones do.
So, you know, I wasn't real surprised at that. I think that that's also his biggest album was produced from that comedy special.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember. I read about it, but I don't exactly remember what I read, and I didn't write it down. 2008 to 2010, he had a recurring role in Entourage.
Sure, okay.
And he did, and in 2015, a movie feature film based on that series. I don't remember that.
Entourage, it's about a guy in Hollywood, a young actor who's, you know, who's gets famous fast. And all the people that are around his agent, his buddies.
Yeah.
You know, his other actor friends. And Jeremy Piven, I think, is the agent.
I believe that is correct.
From PCU?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I recognize it, but I don't remember that there was a movie made of it.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
You know. Well, you remember more stuff than me.
Yeah.
Let's see. In 2005, he did a movie. He directed a movie, a farce. No, the name of the movie was Farce of the Penguins, which is a farce. And it went directly to DVD.
Oh, okay.
You know, March of the Penguins.
Yeah.
He also did a stint on Broadway, a limited engagement for The Drowsy Chaperone. I have heard of that play. So, I mean...
No, never heard of it.
Okay. Well, while the main guy was on vacation, he did a month-long stint as the... He played in that.
Wouldn't you like to go on vacation for a month?
I think he probably went on vacation to do another show.
Oh.
Is what it was, you know.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that what they usually do?
Sure.
Let's see, he did another sitcom in 2009. Surviving Suburbia. Again, I don't...
Rings no bells.
And it, again, one season.
Oof,
that was okay. On ABC. 2010, he did an A&E series, Strange Days. Don't recognize that either.
Mm-mm.
2014, he released a book, Dirty Daddy, about his career. Because, you know, contrary to being Danny Tanner on TV and, you know, the greatest dad in the world, all of his stand-up is pretty blue.
Pretty raunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's his thing. He's always done that. It's an adult only. He does an adult only show. And, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
And that's okay with me.
Yeah, you know.
Don Rickles also did a very dirty show. But can you imagine the difference between Don Rickles' blue show and Bob Saget's blue show?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. Let's see. 2015 and 16, he guest starred in 2 episodes of the sitcom Grandfathered. And it was another thing on family stuff. It's John Stamos's version.
Oh, okay.
So 2016 to 2020, he did Fuller House.
Yeah.
We all remember that.
Yeah. I think it's still plugging away.
I think it is. Then came another stand-up special. And in 2019, he hosted ABC's Videos After Dark and a game show called Nashville Squares. I do remember that one.
No.
On the Country Music Channel.
Oof, okay. I wouldn't have watched it anyways.
And he did appearances on the sitcom To Tell the Truth. 2020, he did an episode of The Masked Singer.
Oh, wow.
Masked Singer.
Yeah.
He played the Squishly Monster. I'm thinking that, you know, there's another one. I don't watch that. I know of it, but I don't watch it. And he launched a podcast, just like us. Bob Saget's Here For You with Studio 71.
Huh.
That was the name of his podcast. 130 episodes he did before his death.
Wow.
We're coming up to that.
This is 81.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're getting there.
82 movies.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He was married to Sherry Kramer in 1982, and they divorced in 1997, and they had three daughters.
Okay.
And then in 2018, he married Kelly Rizzo, and they were married until his death.
There's a joke about, you know, how girls look like their dads in wigs.
Yes.
Well, one of Bob Saget's daughters looks exactly like Bob Saget with long hair. It's wild.
Oh,
yes. I mean, her face is a little more feminine, but I mean, it's 100% her dad's face.
Oh my gosh. He wasn't a bad-looking man. He was rather a soft-looking man. So, I mean, she couldn't have been too bad-looking.
No, I mean, you know, she looked fine, but in terms of you know, you look exactly like your dad, she looked exactly like her dad.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Genes are a strong thing.
Sometimes.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And his sister, who had the scleroderma, died at 47. She died very young. And he was on the board of directors of the Scleroderma Research Foundation.
Oh, wow.
In an interview with the Ability magazine, he discussed his sister and how she had been misdosed numerous times.
Misdiagnosed?
What did I say?
You said misdosed.
Misdiagnosed. And you know what? And having been, you know, to millions of doctors, and I don't feel well, I completely understand that. Women are so often misdiagnosed.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Stuff that,
'cause it's all in your head.
Yes. Yes.
Why don't you go on a diet?
Right. You just need to lose some weight. Oh, I have carpal tunnel? Yeah, lose a little weight. It'll be better.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, that doesn't make sense.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, so, but, you know, apparently she fought a long time before they finally diagnosed. And I looked a little bit into the disease, and there's really not anything that, it's an autoimmune disease, and they're far from fixing any of those.
Mm.
And, yeah, she died at 47, which is really sad. That's
too young.
Right, right. And, you know, as we all know, he died in January 9th, 2022 from blunt head trauma.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, he had a fall and had blunt head trauma to the back of his head, which he may not, you know, they don't even know when it happened.
Oh, my God.
They did, you know, he could have fallen. Well, what's that famous actress who ran into a tree skiing?
Natasha
Richardson. Yes.
She died. Sonny Bono died the same way.
Yep. And died a couple of days later. You know, she was fine and then she was not. And I, you know, that blunt trauma is something that can, you know, be very deadly.
Oh my God. And how many times have you taken a blow to the head and like, oh, I'm fine. Just take it off.
Yes.
Shake it off.
Absolutely. But yeah, that's when he died. He also had COVID at the time. And his children fought for the right that the coroner released nothing more about his accident. They wanted some privacy, and I get that.
Oh, absolutely.
They, you know, that's good enough. He died from a fall.
Yeah.
You know, because as I recall, I'd seen pictures of him in his last couple of years. He did not even look well. Do you remember seeing pictures?
No.
He just didn't even look well. He didn't look right. No, Bob Saget was always real.
Real thin.
Trim.
Real tall and thin.
Good looking. And in his later years, he was kind of huffy. And, you know, I don't know. But that's my own opinion.
Hmm.
But they fought to have nothing more released from any of the findings of the autopsy or anything. And I agree with that. It's nobody's business. You know.
Oh, geez.
He had a fall. And it got him. So,
oh my
you
God.
Know. 2022, that was 2 years ago. He would have been 64. How old am I?
You're 60.
No, 67. 66. He would have been about 66 is all.
Yeah.
That's all. As far as I'm concerned, that's young.
Yeah.
Born the same year I was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he led a very busy life. I mean, he worked constantly. I was kind of surprised when I saw how much stuff he had done. You know, I did not realize he was a director. You know, I thought he only did stand-up and sitcoms, but no, he did a whole lot more. He did everything.
Huh.
So, good for him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this, and then that brings to me to a bunch of stuff I found about the production of this movie.
Okay.
It just weird stuff.
Sure.
It was filmed at Wycliffe College and other locations in and around Toronto.
Okay.
During production, Norm Macdonald and NBC exec Don Ohlmeyer.
Yeah. Oh, I wrote about that.
Were clashing tremendously because Ohlmeyer was a good friend of O.J. Simpson.
Oh, oops.
And some of Norm Macdonald's funniest stuff was from Weekend Update
on Saturday Night Live. He was the anchorman.
The quote-unquote news program?
Yeah.
Yeah. So some of his funniest stuff was O.J. stuff at the time.
Oh, and he straight up called O.J. a killer.
Yeah.
And he was quickly ejected from that role.
Because of this man. He got him fired from that. I thought, what?
Ooh.
That's ridiculous. You know,
Well, you know, some people just can't take a joke.
Correct. Because
there are some things you shouldn't joke about. So there is a little bit of this is on Norm. But
right.
But, you know, there are some things that can be said in a satirical setting that aren't to be taken seriously. And it sounds like this guy took it seriously.
Right. Because he went so far as to refuse to sell advertising on NBC for this movie.
I saw that. And then did you see that how advertising eventually did get on NBC?
Right, because that man was forced into retirement.
Oh, oops.
Because, you know, there was just too much going on, I guess.
Well, what I had read was that this Don Ohlmeyer is the NBC West Coast president.
Uh-huh.
And that this NBC president, so I guess there's a pecking order. This guy was at the top, this Bob Wright, was just like, wait a second, we're not selling ad time on any of the shows for this, not just SNL. No, no.
Right.
This is enough. And it lasted for about 2 weeks.
Yep.
Before somebody realized, oh, we're not selling ad time to a Saturday Night Live guys movie during Saturday Night Live. We're not selling it anywhere.
Right. Because this Don Ohlmeyer had his thumb on it. But apparently he was not high enough up to continue that. But by that time, by the time he was forced out, it was too late.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it was just too late. And I don't know if we talked while we were talking on our show that this was the last film appearance for Chris Farley.
Yeah, we did mention that.
Okay. And Howard Stern refused the little clip of Satan.
The cameo as
yeah.
Satan.
Yeah, he didn't want to do that. And Adam Sandler was eventually cast. And then MGM released this movie on DVD in 1989. Which, you know, that's probably all the stuff you have, isn't it?
No, I've got a couple other things.
Okay. The reception was mostly negative. The New York Times said it was taste deprived.
Hello.
And it was a sad attempt at comedy. I don't agree with that.
About people that just take revenge, just petty revenge. And petty revenge is never pretty.
No.
Nothing about the revenge business is classy.
Right. The San Francisco Chronicle recommended it to people who like stupid, low-down, vulgar comedy. They were talking to me.
It's called the low road for a reason.
And we like that. We like that. It's mindless entertainment. What is wrong with that? Whoops, there went my phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, well. I always have it by me in case we need it, but it slid down. Slid down from the arm of the chair to my leg, and then from my leg to the crack, and now down, boom.
Oh, well, at least it didn't fall into the chair. That's...
Oh, holy cow. It'll never
Who knows? Who knows what's in that chair?
Maybe that $1 million I ordered from Temu was in there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, whatever. And there was talk of sequels.
Yeah.
And there was legit talk of sequel.
I had read that somewhere that, like, just before he died, Norm Macdonald was working on a sequel, which is too far out of time.
Right, right. And he had spent a lot of time complaining that he didn't like how the studio had cut it to a PG-13. They had filmed this movie. They had done this movie as an R movie.
100%.
It was trashy. And the studio cut it to a PG-13. And he wasn't real happy with that. But he was considering doing a remake. Even Saget talked about doing it.
Really?
You know, that it was going to go ahead.
Huh, okay.
But unfortunately, they both died before anything could be really prepared for it.
Well,
that was 2021 and 2022.
Way too far out of time.
Right. How could they have possibly made a sequel to a 20-year-old movie?
every sequel that is made 20 years out of time is dumb.
Right. I agree.
Because it's 40-year-old men doing the same dumb shit that 20-year-old men were doing. And when 20-year-old men are doing it, it's hilarious.
It's funny.
When 40-year-old men are doing it, it's sad.
Right. Because, you know, the 20-year-olds, they're looking to become the entrepreneur, the man, you know, yeah, whatever.
20-year-olds are just jelly. Yeah. They need to be molded into something. 40-year-old men are who they're going to be.
Yeah. It's, yeah. If you're still living the life at 40 that you lived at 20, you're sad.
Sad.
Just sad. And most people don't like that. So I don't know how it could have been a sequel. I just don't even know how.
No.
But, you know, there was legit talk of it. Ugh. So, you know, but unfortunately, the two prime characters had already passed.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever. I have a little bit about Rotten Tomatoes.
Sure.
For some reason, I clicked on something and it was talking about Rotten Tomatoes. Do you know who owns Rotten Tomatoes?
Oh, I hate to guess.
Yeah, Fandango.
Well, okay.
Which is a
movie ticket seller.
NBC Universal and Warner Brothers. So exactly how does that work? You know.
Okay. But other MGM movies have gotten a fair shake.
Yeah. And I think, you know, because of the way how they figure it, it's scored. Fresh is 60% or higher. Stale is 60% or lower. And verified hot is anything over 90. And we've seen a couple of things that had good scores.
Oh, yeah. We've seen a couple of things that have bad scores.
Yes. Yes, we have. And as of just recently, the highest rated movie on Rotten Tomatoes is Leave No Trace. Never heard of it.
Okay.
So I don't know how it could be the highest rated movie. I've never even heard of it.
Okay.
But that's been the highest rated. That was kind of interesting. You know, we've talked about Rotten Tomatoes forever, since the beginning.
Yeah.
And how in the world? And it is all by viewer reviews.
Huh.
So, you know, cool. But I think it's funny that Fandango, you're right, the ticket seller would own it. So, yeah.
No shit.
And then I have some trivia, but let's talk about your trivia first.
Okay. Well, I got that. We already talked about that. Rodney Dangerfield was considered for the role of movie theater boss Hamilton. But Bob Saget was like, Rodney Dangerfield's just kind of a goofy dude. He's not.
Right.
He's not a
he's
dick.
Not mean. Right. He's not a mean comic.
So Bob Saget was like, no, we're going to go with Don Rickles because Don Rickles is an insult comic.
Correct. Oh, that would be cute, but no, that would be a wrong decision. Yeah, he did right.
Yeah. This was based, loosely based on the short story Vengeance Is Mine, Incorporated by Roald Dahl.
Really?
I thought that you would find that pretty cool.
You know my love of children's literature.
Yeah. And the last thing that I had written down was that Artie Lang had been warned about and was kind of weary of working with Chevy Chase because Chevy Chase's reputation precedes him.
Yeah, you know, we've heard of him.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people have a very negative view on Chevy Chase.
Yes.
And is it warranted? Probably.
It must have come from somewhere.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
You know, 100 people can't saying the same thing can't be wrong.
Right.
But they went on to become good friends.
Oh.
And Artie Lang wrote in his book, Too Fat to Fish, that it was Chevy Chase who was like, everybody, we have to rally. And like, we have to get this to be an R-rated movie. Like, we can't let them put a PG-13 on us.
So it was across the board that it was made as an R-rated movie and it should have been an R-rated movie.
Right. But okay. The reason that they were given was that R-rated comedies weren't really big at the time, except this movie was put out as a PG-13 movie and it was shifted around in the release schedule to make room for the movie There's Something About Mary, which was an R-rated comedy, and that movie went on to be a box office smash.
And I have seen that movie.
We've just watched it recently.
Oh my goodness. I had read that it had been moved around on the schedule and then placed oddly, you know, for a release date. So yeah, very interesting. Let's see, did I have anything like that? No, but I did see that it also did say in the trivia that it made $13 million. That's where I had seen it in some trivia. The question was how much did it make?
The picture of Mitch's mom at Mitch's mom's funeral was of actress Julia Sweeney from Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
There were two James Bond movie posters you could see.
Yes.
In the movie.
Uh-huh.
One was for Tomorrow Never Dies, and the other was From Russia with Love.
Yes. I did notice those. And I don't know, you know, I don't usually notice stuff like that, but I did.
Oh, this is what I wanted to talk about because I thought this was wild, and I didn't write it down because I was just like, I'm done writing.
I understand that too.
Dirty Work came in number 9 in its opening weekend at the box office.
Wow.
It narrowly beat out Titanic's 26th week in the theaters.
Wow. And then it went on to do absolutely nothing.
Right, right.
Wow. It beat out Titanic. Well, by then, people were saw it and done with it, you know?
Yeah.
26 weeks is a long time. Oh, cool. That was cool.
Yeah, that was about all of the trivia that I thought was worth thinking about.
Yeah, I thought it was funny that the boys were brothers, you know?
Oh, it turns out they were brothers. Yeah. I remember when you had sex with my sister. Oh, wait.
Oh. You were cheating on mom. Well, who do you think took the pictures? Oh, my God. Because at that time, you would have had to have somebody taking the pictures.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I thought it was all funny. We talked about Chris Farley.
Yeah.
That little tidbits about Rotten Tomatoes. I thought that was kind of interesting and I thought we should hear that. So, yeah, there we go.
There is not a lot of food eating in this movie.
Nope.
And I thought about busting the hospital trays out, the prison trays, and doing a hospital meal, but Hops wasn't eating in the hospital.
Nope. There was no food at the hospital. Really, there was no food at the bar either.
Oh, there was a basket of pretzels when Mitch was talking to Jimmy.
But
a basket of pretzels. And
I don't call that food.
No.
That's a basket of pretzels, right?
Yeah. So we had bar food.
Yeah, we made up our own food.
We had mozzarella sticks and potato skins and pretzel sticks.
And all were delicious. Those potato skins were fabulous.
They're TGI Friday, frozen.
Oh, of course. That's why they're so good.
Yeah.
Mine was very cheesy.
It's a little too cheesy.
Oh, you should have had the one I had where all the cheese oozed out.
Oh.
And then I added it back.
And then Tallulah pushed it out again.
Yeah, she stepped right on it. Little shit.
Yeah.
She loves our food. She wants our food.
Yeah.
Poor thing. I would
give her some pretzel if she weren't, you know, clawing my kneecap off.
And then she came over and jumped on me with her claws out. That's, I don't understand why cats do that. Reg will do that every once in a while, too.
Yeah.
He'll be walking on me and then...
Yeah.
Why did you feel the need to use your claws just then?
Ash will come up and be half on my body, half on my body pillow in bed. But, like, as soon as he gets comfortable, he puts his claws into my skin and it wakes me up every time. And it's just like, bro... We can't do this in bed. Like, the shirt I wear to sleep in is basically non-existent. Like,
a single thread spread over your whole body.
It's thin as hell. And that's why it's a night shirt, because I can't wear it anywhere else.
Because it's completely see-through. I have a couple of those, too.
And he just will just put his claws right in me, and it's just like,
ow. Ow. Okay.
Like it.
No. Wow. But we love them, so they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. she was a little terror with her nails today.
Yeah.
That's okay. She was a good little girl.
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, we had a good good food. You know, I love doing hors d'oeuvres. We have done in the past made meals out of hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, yeah. I'm not mad at an appetizer meal.
Not at all. Not at all. I love it.
I love a sampler plate.
Yep. Absolutely. So, yay. Okay. We only had a few deaths this last term.
Oh, okay.
But there's some big names.
Yeah.
Big names. George Foreman.
Yes.
Died at 76.
You know, he lived a great life considering he got hit in the head for a living.
Yeah, and there was never any talk that he had that CM whatever.
CTE.
CTE. There was never.
And I don't think he had the Parkinson's like Muhammad Ali did.
Right. No, I don't think so. No, because he was very, he was always with it. As everything I've ever seen with him. He was always very competent, very spoke well.
Yeah.
He had 12 children.
She's all named George.
The boys were all named George. The one girl was Georgiana or something like that. But yeah, what? He just felt that there should always be a George Foreman. So guess there will be.
That was a joke on 30 Rock. I know I go back to 30 Rock all the time, but it's the source of a lot of funny things that I've seen in my lifetime. But Tracy Morgan, his character, Tracy Jordan, has two sons with his wife, Angie. Uh-huh. One of the sons is Tracy Jr. And the other son is George Foreman.
Okay. All right.
And at one point in time, he thinks that the boys are trying to Menendez him.
Oh, no.
And he's, like, scared of his own children. But these kids are, like...
They're little, right?
They're, like, 12 and 9.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. He wasn't going to have to start watching that.
They really just wanted to hang out with their dad. And he thought that they were trying, because he's been famous for a long time. So he is crazy.
Yes. Yes.
You're trying to Menendez me.
My goodness. My goodness.
That's funny. Yeah, Tracy Jr. and George Foreman.
Okay. I'm going to have to start watching that, I guess.
Yeah. And Alec Baldwin is not who Alec Baldwin is in real life. He's very funny.
Okay. I just don't even like looking at him.
He's very funny.
Okay. All right. Back to this. Jesse Colin Young died at 83. He was with the Youngbloods. Singer.
Okay.
You know him. Come on, people now. Smile at your brother.
Oh, okay.
That song. Yeah. Mia Love, 49, she had brain cancer. She was the first black representative from Utah.
Yes. Yeah, that's way too young.
Way too young. Here's another political one. Kitty Dukakis died at 88 from dementia.
Shit.
Her husband, Michael Dukakis, ran for president in 1988. Yeah. I was surprised when I saw that. I thought, Kitty Dukakis? And then I thought, oh, dang. You know, I think of her as Kitty Dukakis from 1988, not
400-year-old Dukakis, the president. Wasn't Michael Dukakis entangled up with the KKK? Is that who I'm thinking of?
I do not recall that. Oh, Lord, I hope not.
I feel like somebody in the recent past was Michael Dukakis.
Oh, that would be kind of depressing.
He was a Democrat.
Yes, he was. I do recall that.
Oh, who was it? Who was involved with the KKK then?
I don't think 88, I think that'd be past that. I think there would have been.
Oh, that was David Duke.
Oh. Okay. Yes, he was the president of the KKK.
He was like a grand wizard or something.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Wrong guy. Pardon me.
David Dukakis sounds the same, doesn't it?
In the same vein.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wonder what's happened to that guy. That's weird. Okay. Okay, Richard Chamberlain died at 90 of a stroke. I've seen many things. I even saw Dr. Kildare.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah, yeah. He was in a lot of stuff. He was very, very big.
Yeah.
You know, all through that time, I was quite surprised that, you know, first off, he was 90? Really?
Yeah.
But there again, I don't think people like that.
Right.
And Val Kilmer at 65.
He has been in rough shape for probably the last decade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real, real rough shape.
Right.
So him passing was not a big surprise.
No. No.
I mean, it's sad. I mean, he's got kids.
Right. And only 65. I mean, that's you know,
really young.
Right.
But to have been in as bad a shape as he's been in for so long.
Right.
You know.
Right. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But that you know, that's the end of my list. But those are big, everybody, big names.
Yeah.
You know, I the Youngbloods, I remember them, you know. They were on the radio all the time when I was a kid. I mean, Richard Chamberlain, even Kitty Dukakis, you know, was very familiar to me. And yeah, wow, you know, big, big people that died this time.
Yeah.
So sad, sad news.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird. Such things.
Yeah.
Okay, now what fun stuff can we talk about?
Well, there's nothing fun going on in the world.
Oh, Dolly, no.
So let's just skip on that.
Yeah, and if you're still a Trump supporter, I don't understand. I don't. How many millions of dollars do you have? But anyway, okay, move on from there.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have millions of dollars.
No, and the way the stock market...
And the thousands of dollars that my 401k is losing is painful.
It's not
painful.
Even thousands, it's trillions of dollars.
My 401k has lost about 8,000.
Holy cow. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot for me.
For people like us, that's...
For somebody who's only just started their 401k in the last 5 years...
I can't even imagine what mine... looks like.
Ugh.
I just can't even imagine. But, you know, and what's going to happen to my Social Security? Everybody says, oh, there's nothing going to happen. Yes, there is. If he has his way, there is something going to happen to. He's already working on Medicaid.
Yeah.
I'm scared. I admit it.
Well, I mean, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. So it's, you know.
Yeah, but I'm still scared about the way it's going to go down. You know, I've lived through a recession.
Yeah.
I know how hard it is. And it is hard.
Yeah.
Things will change. You know, we're bitching about eggs. Well, everything will be like that. Everything. And you want to go somewhere in your car? Forget it. Gas will be far too high. And what if it breaks down? You won't be able to afford to fix it.
Right.
Oh, well. We can talk about the weather. Weather's very strange.
The weather is killing me. I've had some hardcore insomnia this week that I didn't think I was going to survive.
Well, you didn't sound good.
My head hurt so bad from not sleeping that my left ear ached. And I was like, is this going to turn into an ear infection? Like, I'm in my 40s. Like, I don't hang out with kids. Why am I getting an ear infection?
It could have.
So, like, I was worried about that.
Yeah.
But, like, it was about 4 days with little sleep. And I still going and putting in 8-hour days.
Yeah. How did we do this?
I don't know.
How did we be adults all through, you know, I think of all those years that I suffered through not sleeping and the pain and everything. How did I go to work?
I don't know.
And here you are dragging your sorry ass to work every day, sleeping only a couple of hours at night. You did what you had to do.
Yeah, I need that paycheck.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, I need to get paid.
Right.
So.
Right.
It doesn't matter what shape I'm in, as long as I'm not vomiting or shitting myself, I'm going to go to work.
I hear you. I did. I did that for many years, being misdiagnosed with all kinds of nothingness.
Yeah.
But whatever. But yeah, you got to do what you got to do. But oh, this I really do blame it on the weather.
Oh, this weather is killing me.
It's up, it's down, it's cold, it's hot. I mean, there's no...
And it's just nonstop rain.
Right. There's nothing in between. Whole states are floating away. I cannot even imagine how there's any forest fires left with all the rain we've gotten.
Yeah, I can't even... Like, are there still really forest fires?
I don't know. I think that the rain finally came to the Carolinas.
Jesus.
So, you know, I talked to Blythe in Tennessee, and it's still raining there. It's been raining for 5 days. So, you know.
they spent all that money to move to the south where the weather's nicer. They've had like a tornado. They've had more snow than we've had.
Right.
They're flooding.
Right. But it's still sunny and 70 there. Okay. Well, like I went there a couple weeks ago and I came home just in time.
Yeah.
I got away just in time because all hell broke loose the day after I left.
Maybe you took it with you.
Yikes.
Maybe you dropped it on their doorstep.
My Typhoid Mary?
Yeah.
All right. Craziness. It's just so weird. And,
yeah.
And it's weird everywhere. There, the UP, the bridge was closed for several hours over the last few, you know, the last week or so, because the Mackinac Bridge, because ice was falling from it and landing on the roadway.
Oh my God.
You know, and that could be deadly if it had landed on a car.
Yeah.
So we're talking about huge hunks of ice, not just little pieces. You know, our bridge gets closed because of that every once in a while.
Right. Well, we had that big storm and it knocked our power out for about 5 hours. And we got up the next morning and we're like, this would have been the storm where that tree that got taken down would have landed in our roof.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So thank God the city finally took that goddamn tree down.
Right. Right.
You know, who knows? You know, there were big old sticks from other trees laying around.
Right. Right. It's craziness.
Yeah.
So what's going to get us, politics or the weather?
Probably a little bit of both.
Let's face it. Politics have pissed off Mother Nature. You know, the penguins are coming. They're organizing right this minute.
Stop it. I cannot even.
Have you seen all the memes on the reels?
Yes.
Penguins with guns and penguins with knives. I think it's hilarious. Just hilarious.
Yeah, we're just doing such a good job at pissing off the rest of the world that we have to get uninhabited islands involved.
I wish someone would explain that. At one time, one of those islands was considered to have a population of 2.
Oh.
So sometime during the recent past, 2 crazy people have lived on an ice slick out in the ocean. But I don't get it. I don't get it. These islands aren't near anything. So, yeah. Oh, well, what do you know? Do you know? But, yeah, this movie was very funny. I think you should take the time. The last one was very funny. This one was very funny.
I think you'll find the next one to be very funny. Mom and I have already decided on next movie, only because of where it falls in our calendar. We have to.
Oh, when she told me, I thought it was her birthday, but it wasn't. I'm a month ahead. And then when it dawned on me, I said, I know what it is. And she's just going, oh.
Because it took her it felt like a day.
I think it did. It took me hours, days.
So today is April 6th, which means that the next time we record will be on April 20th.
Yeah.
Which is a national holiday for some.
Yes, for some it is.
So we'll be.
Or it could be your birthday. I was ready to celebrate. I was ready.
Well, it's other people's birthday, Hitler. For instance.
Okay.
But we're gonna watch Half Baked.
Yes.
Because we have to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
If it's even half as good as this last couple of movies, I mean,
it's a little raunchier.
Okay. I don't mind raunchy.
No, but it is. It's quite funny.
Okay. All right. First off, I can't believe we've planned a movie. We're not real good at that, are we?
We're really bad at it. But I was looking at my calendar at work and like, okay, well, we have to podcast this weekend. And, you know, that means that I have to podcast on this other day. Oh. Okay.
April 20th.
April 20th.
Yeah, you said that. And I thought, oh, the 20th. It's Lexi's birthday. No, it's not. Oh, my goodness. Okay. But yeah, we can do that. But yeah, it took me a while to figure out what it was. I going through my head while we were talking, thinking, April 20th, what? I don't. Oh. I get it now. What are we going to eat? Munchies?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, Taco Bell. I don't think they open up at 7 a.m. on.
They do.
Sunday mornings, do they?
Yeah. They sell breakfast now.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to think real hard.
We'll have to plan this out. Cause you're not a real big fan of Doritos.
I love Doritos.
Okay, then it's me that's not a big fan of Doritos. I really only like the cool ranch ones, and you do not like
I like
the cool.
the nacho cheese ones.
So yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah,
hopefully it'll be as fun as this movie.
There's a lot of faces in it that you will recognize.
Bob Saget being one of them.
Bob Saget has a little cameo.
Yeah.
What's the guy from the Mod Squad? Clarence.
Oh,
Clarence
Williams the third. Yes.
Yeah, he plays Samson.
Oh my god.
No. Yes.
Okay.
Well, anyways, he's in it.
He's died. He died recently too. It seems to me.
Yeah.
Within the last couple of years.
Yeah. Rachel True is in it.
Not a familiar name. A better face is.
I think you'd know her if you saw her.
Yep. Oh, I know that one from this show, you know.
But Dave Chappelle's in it. His writing partner, Neil Brennan, is in it for a few seconds. You see Neil in there.
Okay.
I don't think they're writing partners anymore. They had a huge falling out.
Oh, dear.
Does
he still live in Rising Sun?
No, Dave Chappelle lives in Yellow Springs.
Oh, Yellow Springs. Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Another Ohio guy.
Yeah.
Ooh, Rising Sun would not be the right place to live, would it?
No.
Okay. Oh my gosh, it'll be fun. It'll be
yeah,
fun.
We'll have a good time. I've ordered Mom a Grateful Dead t-shirt.
Because, you know, I was looking through my closet. I have nothing for today. I was looking for something that was, I have Bucky's t-shirts. I have t-shirts with llamas for Halloween. I have, you know, all the t-shirts we've worn. I didn't have anything that was like 70s.
Yeah, and really, I mean, for this movie, all you would have, and you did just fine, you know, because these are just two average dudes. They're just two dudes.
Right, right.
That have clothes on.
Yes.
It doesn't look like they put any thought into the clothing they're wearing.
Nope.
They just have clothing on.
Yep. They had clothing that would have been appropriate. In 1998. The velour polo shirt.
Yeah.
The t-shirt with the shirt over the top. Absolutely. That's what everybody wore.
Oh, yeah. That looks like everything I wore in high school.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. We all wore that. Just clothes.
Yeah. Just clothing. Just nondescript. I have clothes on my body.
Correct. That was a time. I don't think that we thought about fashion at that time.
Well, no. But I think what we're supposed to infer from Sam and Mitch are that they're just kind of regular dudes.
Yep. Absolutely. They were.
They'd be salt of the earth if they were a little more reliable.
Right. Right.
But they were just two dudes.
Yep.
Floating through life.
Yes. I wonder what were in those brownies that caused people to go berserk.
Oh, I don't know.
What kind of nuts were in those that caused you to turn into a fire pit?
That made you hallucinate Satan and Gary Coleman.
Right. Yeah, I knew Satan was coming. I knew that was coming. I did not suspect that it was like that.
Yeah.
And I knew that there were other funny cameo type things. Gary Coleman, really?
Yeah. In a later movie, Adam Sandler plays one of Satan's sons.
Yeah.
The movie's called Little Nicky.
Yes, that is correct.
And Satan is thinking about retiring. and one of his sons will take up the mantle. And he's got the three sons, two really ambitious bad dudes, and then there's Adam Sandler, who's just a goofball.
Okay. And he wants him to take over the reins?
No, it's the three sons are then like, well, it's the two sons are really just trying to take out the competition.
Okay. All right.
And it's a whole thing.
All right. I have heard of I've never seen that one. That's one of the few Adam Sandler movies I have not seen. So
I've only just seen it recently.
Okay.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine.
It's an Adam Sandler movie. It's got to be hilarious.
Yeah.
It's just got to be hilarious. One gag after another.
They're making a Happy Gilmore sequel.
Oh dear.
That's coming out soon.
We've talked about sequels. We particularly do not like sequels.
I do. I mean, it's fine if the story, you know, needs to be continued. I mean, I don't care what he did after he became a golf champion. You know, that story ending could have been enough for me.
Right.
Finding out what he does with his life after winning that golf tournament, I don't care.
Bob Barker's dead.
Yeah.
Who's going to play that role?
Right.
We'll see, though, huh?
Yeah.
Who knows if it even...
I think it's only going to Netflix. Made. I think it's only.
Oh, you know, and I don't...
You know, he does a lot with Netflix. Adam Sandler does a lot with Netflix.
He does. Yes, he does. But I have never looked at anything on Netflix.
Nothing. It's overpriced for what you get.
Okay.
Like, there's a couple cool things on it, but, like, I mean, is it worth, like, $30 a month like they want?
$30 a month?
I don't know if it's that much, but it's exorbitant for
more considering. More than, like, the $9 that everything else is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you. Netflix.
Yeah, that's
price.
But it's got a lot of new stuff. I know that, you know, I see commercials.
It's $18 a month.
Oh, wow. That's twice what most of the others are.
Well, Hulu is about $18 a month. But I feel like Hulu is tied with so many other things. Netflix is its own island.
Right.
You know, you can mix and match with Hulu. You can get HBO Max. You can get ESPN, you can get Disney, you can bundle all of that together, and then, you know, then that makes it worth it. But
Netflix is it.
Netflix.
Stuff that is made for Netflix is only on Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, and so many of the movies on Netflix.
Well, the big stuff gets like video releases, like Stranger Things.
Oh, uh-huh.
Like, those have gotten DVD
really?
And Blu-ray releases.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because it's so big.
Oh. I thought it was just on Netflix.
Mm-mm. No. Oh. The big stuff gets...
moved on.
Gets
but
moved up.
Who releases all that? Netflix?
Probably.
Why didn't we start something like that? It's just now that we discovered these podcasts.
Well, I don't want to ruin your illusion that we're halfway intelligent people.
Whose illusion? Me?
Yeah. Because I'll be the first to tell you that we're a couple of dummies.
Is our next job going to be revenge?
I mean, I wish.
Yeah, I you know, but you're right. We can't think that far ahead.
Plus, I'm like too reactionary. Like, I can't sit and think.
Right.
Like, I have to react and then stew. Like, I can't stew then react.
I understand.
So.
And I'm not good with the quick comebacks.
Yeah, I'm.
It's a week later, I'm thinking, oh, I should have said.
Yeah, I should have said that.
Yeah, oh well. Such things. Hey, yep. I told you I talked to my friend Shelly.
Yeah, how's she doing?
Very good. Her son is and his wife are having a second baby.
Oh.
Yay for them. I'm so excited.
Good for her.
Yes. It's another girl though. They're a little bit sad about that, but you know what? You get what you get.
Have another one then.
Or like you could do the Elon Musk way and do
and just,
you know, genders.
Get pre-made babies.
Right. What do they call it?
Male gender selection? IVF.
Yeah. Which, you know, it's kind of a sad thing to hear stuff like that. But
well, I mean, I think that just further proves that Elon Musk has never had sex.
Right. Because who would want to have sex with him?
Well, he's built like a Tonka truck, like, first of all. Like, have you ever seen pictures of him, like, on a yacht where he's in his swim trunks?
Oh, God, no.
His body is weird.
Oh. I've seen him in a jacket and slacks. I don't want to see him in...
You know, and, you know, not to say that I'm the fountain of beauty and the end-all, be-all of beauty standards, but he's an oddly shaped man.
Well, his head is oddly shaped, so why wouldn't the rest of him be? Oh, my.
I mean, look at him. He's built weird.
Oh, his chest pokes out.
Like, why is his rib cage so big?
And his arms are so tiny compared to his legs.
Yeah.
Why does his chest poke out like that?
I don't know.
Ooh. Yikes. Thanks for sharing that. Ugh.
It's just
weird.
You know.
But his arms are so skinny.
Yeah. And he's really very just sickly pale. He needs to get some sun.
Ugh. Yeah.
You know, and this is coming from me.
Or maybe yeah, me and you who are neon white.
Yeah.
Or maybe have a steak or two. Maybe an iron pill, maybe? I don't know.
I just, you know, I don't understand. I just don't understand. None of it makes sense.
No.
Like, I understand being barrel-chested, but like...
No, his chest just pokes out.
It's like his rib cage is like, instead of holding the organs in, they're just kind of like there and the organs just slush around.
Yeah, weird.
Like, you should see what I'm doing right now.
She's making ribs with her fingers.
I've got my got ribs, you know.
And they're going in and out.
It's just weird.
It is. It's weird. Oh, now I'm sorry that you showed me that. Why do you show me pictures like that?
Well, I have to see it. So, you know.
If I see it, everybody sees it.
It, you know, if something has to haunt my dreams, I'm inflicting this on everybody.
All right.
I know.
All right. I'm okay with that. I understand that. Ay, ay, ay. But yeah, I mean. Yikes. Yeah, he is even whiter than either one of us.
Oh.
And we're both very pale.
Very pale.
Wow. And to think he came from Africa where it's warm and sunshiny. And...
But yeah, he's from South Africa, which is mostly Dutch people. So you have to think he's probably mostly Dutch.
Oh, yeah.
Which very much explains why I am the color I am. Because right. According to Ancestry.com, I am mostly Dutch.
that where your people came from?
That's where mm-hmm. that's where it's a, it doesn't find an Italian for miles on Jan's side.
There's no Italians and
lots of vans.
And then the rest of us came from
the UK. Scotland,
Europe, where
Ireland, England, where Germany and Russia. Right. I had no chance at having any bit of color in my body.
None whatsoever. No.
I also had read something on Threads where somebody was like, oh, well, I'm Dutch. That's why my feet are big. And I was just like, wait a minute.
What? Really?
I was like, is that a thing? Because I just found out that I'm like half Dutch and I wear a size 11 shoe.
And
like I've always worn a size 11 shoe.
Sisters all have really big feet.
I'm a small woman next to those bitches.
And they all have big feet.
Yes.
Is that really a thing?
I don't know. Like I couldn't verify. Like I Googled. I could not verify. But like if that's a thing, then it's 100% true.
It is
because I'm neon white and I have big feet.
I wouldn't call them big, they're long.
Well,
you've always had real long little feet.
It would be different if I were 5'5". You know, wearing a size 11 shoe and being 6 foot tall makes sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If I were, you know, if I were your size and I had a banana foot like I do.
Well, I wear a size 9.5 or 10. I mean, I don't have little feet.
Yeah. But you're much shorter than I am.
Much shorter. Yeah. At my height. My tallest height, I was only 5'7".
Yeah.
And I thought I was tall.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's a thing or not. But
interesting. Okay.
It was just like...
Because you have always had really long little... Your little baby feet were just like long.
My little baby body was long.
You were. But you weren't excessively long when you were born, but you started to grow immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you were only 24, 25 inches.
When I was born?
Yeah.
That's 2 feet.
No, that's not that's not crazy long for a baby. Well, I guess it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Boy, we'd have to get out your... baby stuff and find out. I don't remember.
My thing's in my bedroom.
I was there. You'd think I'd remember stuff like that,
well,
wouldn't you?
It's a long time ago.
Not that long. Just a minute ago, I had you in my arms.
Yeah.
Just a minute ago. Oh, well.
A billion minutes ago.
I know. Gosh. You're still my little baby.
Yeah, okay.
Unfortunately, our children always stay our children.
Yeah.
So I tell people talk about my children. Well, how old are they?
40s.
What? What?
You couldn't tell from my little old lady look that I would have old children?
Wait, I look old. Why wouldn't I have old children?
Right.
Yeah, I talk to people about you. You're my children. You're not my daughters. You're my children.
Yeah.
And that implies little people.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Oh, well. What do you know?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure other mothers out there understand exactly what I am saying. They understand.
Okay. Not a mother. We'll never know.
You got little fur babies.
It's not the same.
Okay. You don't remember when they were little babies?
Oh, of course I do, but...
You didn't remember bringing them home, thinking they were the best little things that ever happened to you?
I remember bringing Lula home, and she had to be quarantined because she had ear mites.
Yeah.
And then, She figured out how to get out of her quarantine, and she has been queen of the castle ever since.
She has never looked back.
Nope.
Nope. No, you're right. She hasn't. But her little face when she was reaching for you through that cage.
Yeah.
She picked you.
She did. She said, I have to come home with you. She treats me very poorly now. But
don't all teenagers treat their mothers poorly? Yes. Yes, they do.
Listen, I didn't have this problem with my boys. This is the first female cat I've ever owned as an adult by myself. And what?
She has a mind of her own.
She is a terror.
But she's so cute.
But she is my child because if she's up, everybody's up.
Oh, yeah.
And she has no qualms about jumping on my face, squeaking in my ear.
What do you mean you're not awake? Open your eyes.
Are you going to feed me today? Yes. Go away.
Yeah. Yep, they do that. Thank you. Couldn't find the spot to put my iced tea down at. Well,
that's okay. All our stuff's all spread out.
We have too many cords. There's just too many cords.
We really just need to have a better recording situation.
I would say we could come over to my house and we could build a recording studio, but where?
Well, eventually we're going to move the whole living room around and the desk is going to come out.
Okay.
So I think maybe then we can sit on either end of the desk.
Okay.
And, you know, be able to push it back and, you know, into the middle and out, you know, into the against the wall as needed. But, you know.
And then give us someplace to put our papers so we're not just holding them up trying to read them and keep our mouths at the speaker. And
right. We can look at each other and like we can give each other the eyeball that we are. Can you talk into your microphone, please?
Right. Right. Because I often forget to do that. I'm so sorry.
And I my lips brush against mine.
Well, if mine were tighter, what a difference the sound is.
Well, it doesn't need to be that tight, but...
Okay. I know. You're always aggravated at me because I don't think to speak into the microphone.
The whole point of this is to speak into a microphone.
Okay. I keep telling you I can't afford to pay attention.
I understand.
You don't listen.
I get it.
I can't afford it.
Okay.
We sound good. You know, when I listen to our shows on the YouTube channel, I think we sound okay.
Yeah, I think we do.
You do a good job of making us sound okay.
I'm trying.
Yeah. But when we first started, you know, kind of sometimes it would sound like we were talking into a tin can.
Oh,
the string?
Yeah, because our recording setup was just a handheld recorder that picked up one or the other of us, but not both of us.
But look at how far we've come.
Yeah.
You know, in just these few movies we've watched, and let's face it, 80 movies is just a few.
Oh, yeah.
Because how many movies are out there? About zillion?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we've come a long way.
I think so.
We put a nice show together, I think.
I think, and I've started, I found some music that I'm okay with that I put on to the beginning of the episode I published this morning. So let us know how you like that. I'm going to put it in the front of this episode, too. And then I was just like, and I was listening to other podcasts, we should have outro music, too.
Oh, yes.
So I got to figure that out.
Okay. You gotta get on your father-in-law and get him to write us something.
It's not my father-in-law who would not love to do that for us.
It's Big Daddy.
It's Big Daddy who is just unmotivated.
I get it. You know what? I really thought about not motivating myself this morning. But I thought, we're getting on a regular cycle. Let's keep this up.
Yeah.
But I thought, damn, I could just stay in bed and just whine all day. It would be just okay.
No, you got to get those joints working.
Oh, golly. But the weather doesn't help that.
Oh, do you want some magnesium?
I take magnesium.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Do you take a lot of it?
It's a great big honking pill.
Oh, okay. Like these? Because I take magnesium from my joints because I'm an old lady.
No, my pill's bigger than that and drier than that.
Ooh. Well, they have stronger ones that are pill form, and I was just like, I really only want to take the gel ones.
I understand.
Because when I take a pill, I take my pills at night. Like, I've got a handful of pills.
I do also.
And I try to get it down in one swallow because I don't want to sit here and swallow pills all night.
Right.
That's not my...
I do that too. I did see a thing on the YouTube that if you lean forward and put your face down, the pills will float to the back. And then when you raise up to swallow, they will go down first.
Oh.
You'll have to give that a try.
Okay.
I keep thinking about it too, and I should try that. Because I have one little tiny pill. It's a little tiny circle pill. And it gets stuck to the roof of my mouth almost all the time.
Gross.
And yes, it is, because that's the one that just like gags you.
Yeah, it's all chalky and gross.
Yes, it is. And it will float to the roof of my mouth more often than not. And it's like, oh my God. But it's just a little. No. Metoprolol or maybe a blood pressure medicine.
Jeez, okay.
It's just a tiny little pill. Oh, but it is so aggravating. So maybe I should try that and see if that works. But they say if you have trouble swallowing, put your pills in your mouth, take a drink, lean forward, put your face down, and the pill will go to the back.
Okay.
It's worth a try.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried other more stupid stuff.
Right.
Why not that? Why not swallow a pill?
Yeah.
Or you know, somebody could come over with a straw and shoot them down the back of my throat like we do our animals.
I'm not doing that for you.
And like you say, I take 7 pills a day, so you wouldn't want to do that.
I take about 12.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, I quit taking those other pills, so I only take about 7. Mostly for my blood pressure.
I'll tell you exactly how many I take.
Holy cow. You have them all in one little... What, you make like a daily pill box? You just fill one little box and take that? That's a good idea.
I take 17 pills.
17? Yikes, you are old.
But, like, some of it is, a lot of it is vitamin D.
Yeah.
And a big old magnesium pill.
That's because you're so pale. And you know what? Blythe is short on vitamin D, too. So there must be something in your genes that... And, you know, Blythe has always been a brown little bean all these years. She can get suntan real easy, but she's still short on D. Who knows?
Weird.
Something in our bodies don't work right.
My doctor says that, you know, if my vitamin D intake were higher, I wouldn't be so depressed. And I'm just like, I have a feeling you're lying to me.
I have a feeling I've never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that many times. Oh, because my D and B are low. That messes with my mood. And I'm just like.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Vitamin D or vitamin B makes me sick. So
really,
yeah, to take like a B12 makes my stomach hurt.
Oh,
so I guess I'll just be sad.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know. My stomach's upset a lot, so it comes with age, I guess.
Yeah.
Thinking that, you know, I don't want to be old anymore. My knees hurt, my stomach's upset. I'm done having fun.
Ugh.
Maybe I need to take more magnesium. I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. I have to look at my bottle and see what the magnesium is.
Yeah.
I know it's high because, like I said, it's a great big honking pill, and it's white and it's dry and it's awful.
I don't like those. I've tried those. And I know it's a bigger dose, but I can't. It's not worth it to me.
No.
To swallow a pill that's the size of a goddamn horse pill.
Right. Right. Oh, well. Well, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
We'll see you in a couple weeks for 420 and half baked.
Yeah. Smoke them if you have them.
We'll see if we can get mom stoned.
No. Listen, I'm this old and I've never smoked, so why am I going to start now?
Well, I mean, it's up to you.
We could have cocktails with our show. You know what that turns into.
Two babbling idiots.
We talked about having a drink today, and I said, no, you know how I get.
Yeah.
And, you know, since we went to the winery yesterday, we should have had something. I drank a half a bottle of that sangria yesterday.
Yeah, was it good?
Delicious.
Nice.
It was delicious. But I got a little panicky because I couldn't find my corkscrew.
Oh.
And there it was in the back of the... And I remember the last time I brought the corkscrew, or I had the corkscrew, it was here. I had brought it in case you didn't have yours.
Oh, no, I have mine.
And then when I put it away, it got pushed way to the back of the drawer.
Huh.
I thought, how am I going to drink this? There it is. But it was very good.
Good.
I enjoyed it. I may have to have Mexican again today to drink the rest of the bottle.
Oh, good. I made a pot of beef stew last night.
Right.
And it was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, the gravy didn't thicken up as much as I wanted it to, even though I did put a slurry in it.
Oh.
You
know what? Sometimes I find in the crock pot, you made it in the crock pot.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes I think it doesn't get as thick in the crock pot.
Yeah.
Do you think the crock pot isn't as hot as you can get on the fire?
Probably.
Okay. All right.
I mean, the food was hotter than hell.
Of course.
Because Justin didn't give me any fair warning. Like, he was just like, I'm hungry now. And I was just like, well, I was going to make biscuits. I had a whole thing. Like, I was going to turn it off and let it cool down so we could, you know, it would be hot, but not lava. No, we ate hot lava. No bread.
Potatoes today were made from lava.
Yeah.
But you had, you didn't make biscuits?
No biscuits.
Sad.
Yeah.
Aww.
Didn't give me no time.
And I think it's the mic or the microwave. I think it's the crock pot. It doesn't, I don't know what it does
it's
to
the. Like the boil isn't right. It's not
something.
A steady boil.
Yeah, something. It doesn't make it as thick as.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want it.
It tasted fine.
Good. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I keep thinking I should get that Instapot out and make something delicious in that.
I know. Mine's just sitting on a shelf not being used.
I know. I probably haven't made anything in it in 2 years.
Oh, yeah, at least.
So I should get it out.
Yeah.
Life makes her rice in the Instapot.
Yeah, you can do that.
I have that. I cook it in the microwave.
I just get the minute rice and cook it in the microwave.
No. Well, I do the instant rice in the microwave, too, but I do my regular rice in the microwave. 20 minutes, it's perfect.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of time.
Oh, okay. But I do eat the instant rice, too. I think it tastes just as good.
Yeah, it's fine.
There's nothing wrong with it, so I'm okay with that.
Yep.
I know a lot of people look down on us for eating instant rice, but I eat instant potatoes, too.
Yeah. Sometimes a shortcut is fine.
Absolutely.
Leave me alone.
Absolutely. Next time you should try thickening your stew in the crock pot with instant potatoes.
Oh.
I've heard there's a trick to that. I would have to look it up, but
okay.
I would think that that would make it a different kind of thickness.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. All right. All right. Well, yeah, we're going to do half-baked next.
Yep, half-baked.
Half-baked next.
Yep.
On the 20th.
On the 20th.
Are we doing it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Oh, hell no.
We you know, both of us probably could do it at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well, I mean, if you want, I'm not that ambitious.
I'm very often up at that time, so. But no, we'll do it at the regular time.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
All right. Well, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Be good.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.